You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. What a topic. It's Joseph's fat cow investment strategy. I mean, you may be thinking, Robbie, what in the world? Well, you know, if you go in the book of Genesis chapter 41, you know, Joseph had been in Egypt and he was called forth to interpret this dream. And you may recall the dream of the seven fat cows and the skinny cows came up and ate them and they were gone. And Joseph interpreted that dream. And because of that, Pharaoh thought he had enough wisdom to set a strategy up. And the strategy was simply that they would take a fifth of all this income of grain that Egypt would have over the 7 good years, get ready for the 7 years of famine. And so as they would delve that out, or you know, give it back out over the next 7 years of famine, thus you get the word annual or an annuity. So it's a fascinating thing that the first—
Well, that's what an annuity is. I mean, it's a series of payments over a period of time.
Exactly.
Most likely either a year or a month.
And so here we go. You know, and they, and Pharaoh even said, this man is filled with the wisdom of God, and he came up with this strategy. And so, wow, I mean, when you look at that, you think that, you know, Franklin Roosevelt came up with Social Security, but actually it was Joseph and you know, his strategy over the seven famine years. And when we look at that idea of going into retirement, right, you got some famine coming.
Well, you do. And, you know, you know, you could call a famine that just a need for money or a need for reserves. So it might not be as extreme as a famine, but when you're going into retirement, you're going to have some years where you're going to need to draw on your supply. And you're not really sure how many years. So Joseph knew that there were going to be 7 good years and 7 years of famine, so he was an actuary's dream. I mean, he just knew that this was going to play out
I'm pretty sure that Dave Ramsey at the time, who was, you know, on radio, was really, really upset about this deal. But the point is, you know, you could look at that like, wow, the government's taking our, you know, I would imagine there was a lot of people that really, really upset about that until, you know, as it turned out, it saved their lives, sure. And such is the case with many annuities. And so you run up against this all the time, that people don't know why they don't like annuities. They just know they don't like them.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with the noise that's out there of the vocal, which I think in many times is minority. It's the people, perhaps, or the institutions that feel threatened by annuities, or they've looked at some of the places where people have abused annuities, where they've gone in and sold them to people that were too old or they had not enough liquid savings. So there's plenty of abuses that could go on really with any financial product. But this is to shoot the financial product itself over the abuse is really, it's more the abuser that we need to be taking a look at.
But I remember in the Seven Whites and the Snow, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, there was when Grumpy was confronted with this whole idea of feminine wiles, they said, well, what do you think they are? And he goes, I don't know, but I'm against it.
Well, and so I
was just going to say about my own ignorance that when I heard the word annuity, you know, I was about like Grumpy. I don't know, but I'm against it.
Yeah, well, I had a lady that came in for a meeting just a few weeks ago, and she was a referral of a just devout listener of the show down in Charlotte. And so this lady comes in, and she is fairly well off financially. She's thinking about retiring at 70 years old. So She's not set on retiring. She had about $700,000 in retirement money because she's just done the IRA 401k thing her whole career. She actually works in insurance. And she wanted my help. And so she really wanted me to and put me on the spot. I want you to replace my income. Can you take this $700,000 and get me enough income that I'm going to be able to make the same as I'm making working? That and my Social Security. And I'm just sitting there listening. And I said, you know, I'm not making a recommendation yet, but that just speaks to annuity. And where I'm working the numbers. And she said, oh, well, I've heard annuities are not good. You know, and I just, and this is a lady that was very favorable toward me. So that she wasn't saying it like, you know, go away, don't bring that up to me. And I just said, could you tell me a little bit more about that? And she really couldn't. She says, I've just heard that they're not good. And I said, well, who'd you hear that from? And she couldn't even recall. But she was pretty well grounded in it. And, you know, how do you deal with that? Well, then I just kind of set it aside. I said, we're too early for recommendations. I'm taking in all her information and going over a lot of things. And then later on the conversation, I started talking to her about risk and taking risk and where she is, just looking at her statements that she brought in. And it all looked pretty risky to get to this $700,000 point. She's really ridden the bull market that's been going on for the last 10 years. And I just think if you retire, and you probably should reduce the risk. And so when you do that, you're gonna lessen your returns. I mean, it's just that goes with the territory. They go hand in hand. And she accepted that. She says, well, I don't want to lose that money. And I said, well, okay, well, if you don't want to lose that money, you don't really have it invested now, like you don't want to lose it, because she's pretty far out in the risk thing, just being in the most aggressive portfolios. So, I mean, it brings to mind the dichotomy of this where, you know, on the one hand, she doesn't want to lose her money. On the other hand, she doesn't like annuities and heard they're bad. And I am making a specific note to start talking more favorably about annuities, not to the point of just like annuities are going to cure all your ills, but we sell or we offer to our clients just about any investment opportunity that's out there, and we can manage an account, we can buy and sell just about anything that's out there in the market and bring that to our clients, as well as we represent most of the insurance companies that offer life insurance and annuities, and we're pretty well schooled on them. And I think that they get plenty of bad press where the people really don't back it up. They don't give you, like, this is why it's expensive. So I'm going to try to do that a bit today on the show, is I'm going to really try to give you their side of the argument of why they think annuities might be bad. And then I'm also going to give you, and perhaps more strongly, is I don't really hear anybody speaking up for, like, why you would want to use an annuity. What are the benefits of an annuity? And the story with Joseph just talks exactly like that. It's actually better than that story, because they had 7 years of storing, which is accumulation, and 7 years of famine or payout. And with a lot of these modern annuities, they can pay out over as many years as you're alive, okay? And which is an unknown thing. We were just talking earlier today when we were looking at your Social Security. You don't know how long you're going to live.
Right, and Social Security of today is an annuity, but as I was talking with you, I did not know, you know, they were using them clear back in the 1800s. This isn't by no means a new strategy, and actually, people's pensions were annuities. They just weren't called that.
Well, and they still are. People that have pensions, I don't know if you've ever noticed, when you get a pension check, like if you worked for General Motors, you don't get the pension check from General Motors. You get the pension check from, like, Prudential. And what's behind that is an annuity. It's an insured pension. And most pensions have been done away with, not all pensions. So when you go into a lot of big companies, they still have pensions. And when they do, they don't come from the company. The check comes from an insurance company. And what's behind that is an annuity. What has happened in the modern times is people have money accumulated in IRAs, 401ks. So instead of a pension, Now they have an accumulation. They have a lump sum of money, and many of them just don't know what to do with it, or they're afraid to spend it for good reasons because they don't want it to run out, and they're still alive, and they run out of money. And with a good strategy that could include part of your money going in an annuity, we can mitigate that.
Right. So today's show, just so you'll know, is, you know, retirement investment is with the seven worries tab there at cardinalguide.com. So if you go to retirement investment there, if you download that chapter of his book, you know, the complete cardinal guide to planning for and living in retirement, you can get that for free, which will go into a lot about what we're talking about today, the risk very specifically in that. And then if you want the whole book, which we highly recommend, to see how beautiful all these things are as you study them, as Hans has, you can just email Hans right there.
Yeah, just send me a message on the website. Just tell me you're a listener of the show and you'd like a copy of the book. We'll send it to you. You can also buy it on Amazon. It's not very expensive. You can get it as a Kindle. You can get it as a paper book. You also can skip the book if you'd just like to have a conversation with us. We got offices in Durham, Greensboro, out by the airport, and in Charlotte. And you can find all those locations at our website. And if you'd just like to have a conversation on the phone or you'd like to come in and meet us, I highly recommend the book because it really gives our whole philosophy on just everything we're doing. And it covers, in general sense, all seven worries and seven topical areas that we're going to address with either a pre-retiree or somebody that just retired. And we have many clients come into us that are 80 years old that really never did any planning. They've just kind of ended up where they ended up, but now they really want to sit down and kind of go back and fix some things maybe they skipped. And we do a lot of work like that. It's not necessarily.
So if Pharaoh had hired Hans instead of Joseph, you know, I'm just saying. that Hans could have said, well, you know, I represent about 50 different companies that sell these. we could come up with little different plans. Well, there's hundreds and hundreds of different plans of fat cow investments that we're going to talk about when we come back, so you don't want to miss out on this. We'll be right back.
Well, we're going to need an actuary to predict the length of the family.
Okay.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is Joseph's Fat Cow Investment Strategy, which we are finding now that, you know, Joseph had this original idea of the annuity to pay out over a period of years what they'd saved up. And you know, the beauty of some of these investment strategies that God's given people. And of course, you know, Solomon followed up with this in the Proverbs talking about the ant, you know, that he did the same kind of thing. But, you know, figuring out how the ant would pay it all out and is part of the deal of how annuities work.
Well, it is. And it's you know, once people own these things and they understand them and we've explained them, they love them. They love the benefits of it. But just in all fairness here, I want to just clarify for like the lady in Charlotte and possibly you, So if these people are naysayers with annuities, what the points are that they're bringing up against annuities. So first of all, they're going to tell you that the fees are high in annuities. Okay. Now, again, high relative to what? And I don't really want to get into a lot of going over the points, but they're just going to say that you're going to be paying a lot inside of these annuities for what you're getting. So that's one complaint. The next one is that they're difficult to understand, okay? And that well could be they're pretty complex, okay? It just they're not difficult for me to understand, but they're probably pretty difficult for these people that are writing about them and they're writing against them. And I really don't think that they are going to trust somebody like me when they're trying to get me to explain them to them, okay? So they're complex. That's the second thing. They also are sold by a lot of unscrupulous, unqualified people. So all it takes to sell an annuity is an insurance license. And really, when you're getting your insurance license, it doesn't really teach you about annuities. So you've got somebody that's selling insurance and going along, and then all these insurance companies have annuities. And they want to sell them, and they want to take in the money. And so they're going to have short training classes that are teaching you more about how to sell the annuity to somebody, get all the buzzwords, probably less than really teaching you about all the ins and outs and how to properly position these and to get people in the right one of them. So I'm going to give them all three of those points. That's really the nut in a nutshell, and people write about it, people repeat that stuff, and then a lot of consumers, perhaps plenty of you, may have drawn the conclusion, well, I don't want that. And what I want to do is I just want to speak up. I've just given you the three points as I see them that they're bringing up. I want to speak up on behalf of these things because I see so much good that they do, and I really want people to see the beauty in annuities, just as we've talked about in some previous shows. I really like my clients to do that and go down that walk with me on everything we do. I want to show you the beauty of these things. I don't want to just spend all our time focusing on what's bad about them. Okay, so I've just got a little list that I can go through quickly here. I mean, these are some of the benefits: is that you can get a lifetime income. It's the only product other than Social Security that can guarantee you an income that will not stop until you're deceased.
Right. Joseph didn't have that deal. They ran out after 7 years. But these barns were going to stay full as long as people needed them for the rest of their life.
And you can make this lifetime income, if you're married, last as long as either one of you are alive. So you can make this, you know, it's paid to the survivor, and then it stops when the second one dies. But it's guaranteed even if the annuity runs out of money. So that's really, it's rewarding to explain that to somebody 10 years after they bought this thing, and now we're turning on the income, and I tell them, this is how much you're going to get, and they're going to take it out of that cash value that you've been watching grow. But if you live long enough that you run out of money, then they're going to keep paying you until you die. I mean, I had a lady just look at me, really? And I said, if you die before you run out of money, you know, or you die soon, they're going to pay the balance in this thing to your beneficiaries, okay? So they pay you if you fall short, but they got no way to get their money back. That's the reason for the high fees. I mean, it's just the insurance company's taking a risk. They don't worry about the insurance companies. They take care of themselves, but there's a reason. Now you got security of principal. I mean, your annuities are backed up, the principal in it. If the stocks go down or the market goes down, you don't lose your money. It's all backed up and guaranteed by the insurance company behind it. You've got tax-deferred accumulation. So annuities enjoy, you don't pay taxes on the money as it's accumulating.
More like an IRA.
It's like an IRA, but the difference is that you don't have minimum distributions, and if this doesn't have to be IRA money. So in other words, you could just have $100,000 in the bank, move it into an annuity, and then you start earning interest, and that interest just stays in there. And they keep track of it, the insurance company, and if you pull it out or if you leave it all there till you die, your heirs are going to have to pay income taxes. When somebody pulls it out, they're going to have to pay the taxes on it. We have ways to advise them of that as well. But let's just remember this is a benefit where we're in their tax-deferred accumulation, which is really nice. A lot of people get really honked when they're getting 1.5%, 2% on their CDs, and then they got to pay taxes on the little interest that they're getting. It leaves them, you know, like with a net 1%. With an annuity, the money's not going to be taxed till it's pulled out. Consistent investment return. So you're going to be able to balance out so you don't have the highs and the lows of the market. Sound investment management. So you've got people that are investing the money for the insurance company, and you're able to earn a market-based return. You're not going to earn all of the market, but you have very knowledgeable, professional, fiduciary folks managing the money. Flexible features of distribution and accumulation. This is the variance, is that the insurance companies, they have to get all this approved by the insurance department. So it's not like they have a free hand, but they're able, with insurance department approval, to set up, like, these are all the different ways that the money accumulates. These are all the different options and investment options and time periods. They have a tremendous amount of flexibility, and then they have a huge amount of flexibility in how this money gets distributed to you. And you don't even need to make the distribution decisions on the front end. You can wait till the future, and then you can look at the circumstance and sit down and get the advice of somebody like me, and you can make your distribution decisions based upon your situation at the time.
And some of those distributions are, am I mistaken, they could be long-term healthcare insurance?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second. You absolutely can add that feature. They didn't have this in that list. Well, let's just go over that one now. So some of these annuities have long-term care enhancements on them. So they're primarily there for either accumulation or income or both. So we're investing money, but then they have a whole different bunch of different ways to do this, but they have long-term care insurance on the back end of these things. So after your money, if you would spend the money you put in on long-term care, and after that money would expire, then it starts paying you out. Now there's no money left in the annuity, but you're still getting a check for your long-term care as long as it goes on, which that can go on for several years. There's also like income enhancements. So if somebody is distributing this on an income thing and they have a long-term care rider on there, if they need nursing home care, they need care in their home, and they need to pay for that, there's a way that the monthly distribution increases just for the benefit of long-term care. You've got low risk with annuities, so you're into CD-like risk, so you've got the safety of putting the money in there and having it guaranteed by the insurance company, but you're not going to lose your principal in this thing. And then what I want to just add to this list is you have the ability to transfer the thing after your death by beneficiary. You just like a life insurance policy, you name a beneficiary, it avoids probate. I have one of these I'm setting up right now where this guy, he's 80-some years old. He inherited his mother's house he grew up in about 15 years ago, and he just sold it for a nice profit, and he wants that money to go to his three children. He's got other stuff set up for his wife, and we're going to do that with an annuity. So he wants the money here in case he needs to spend it on
right,
he or
so
his wife.
For, you know, those who haven't dealt with that, which I am now dealing with it. So it when it goes outside the estate like that, it happens almost immediately after, as soon as you can get a death certificate, which takes a couple, 3 weeks. But at that point in time, you turn in the death certificate, whatever, and the money is distributed without having to go sit down with an attorney or go to the county like I get to go do and spend some hours.
It's a wonderful benefit.
Yeah.
We have a lot of folks that are older that will buy annuities. They don't want to give the money to their granddaughter yet. Okay, they might need it. So they have it there, and they have the liquidity in the annuity, but they buy it for that feature because they just know it's their savings account. If they don't use it during their lifetime, it's going to go right to their grandchildren. And so I just wanted to speak out in general sense, and I'm going to do this over several shows, where I just want to have some talk favorably about annuities. And never is it a good idea to throw all your money in annuities. That's we just don't recommend that ever. But to put part of your money to achieve some objectives and get the safety and guarantees with it, it's wonderful. I mean, I can see the beauty in annuities.
Yeah, Joseph only used a fifth.
That's funny.
He did. So anyway, what a wonderful investment strategy Joseph had, and God continues to give people wisdom. If you missed out on the earlier part of the show and you want to know more about the Fat Cow investment strategy, you just can go to your smartphone and say, hey, Siri, I want to listen to Finishing Well, or you can go home and tell Alexa, I want to listen to Finishing Well. It's that simple. Or, of course, you can go to cardinalguide.com and download the whole chapter on retirement investments, or ask for the book from Hans.
You can even listen to Finishing Well radio show right at cardinalguide.com. There's a tab for that. It's right there.
And, of course, we always want to mention we would love to do this live at your church. We record these things live. We'll come to your church. We'll not only record it there, but then take answers. You know, maybe it's your Sunday school class or something. You know, you have a 50s-plus Sunday school class. You want us to do it, we would love to come to your church, to your group, whatever you got. You can contact me, obviously, at Truth Broadcasting, or go to cardinalguide.com and do that. We thank you for listening. A lot of fun talking fat cows today. Not cats, but cows.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.